Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello and good Thursday to everybody. It is Carson Anderson. I'm Doug Carson. That's Scott the Gator Anderson here on 97.1. How are you today, Scott Anderson?
All right, Doug.
Yeah? Exciting last night in the Gator household?
I was excited that Toronto beat the Dodgers.
Okay.
That was exciting for me.
Yep.
Got a couple of insurance runs late in that game. Got a nice double play turned. And I like when the Dodgers lose.
Yeah, they're easy to root. They're easy to root against. Yeah, they've become. I mean, they have been for a while here, but I mean, they're Yankees West. Is what we're talking about right here, right? You got Yankees East and Yankees West. So that was good. Pistons with a win. We'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. Anything off the court, Gator?
Not really.
No.
No. I kind of kept to sports last night, and then went to my phone, and next thing I know, it's 12:45.
What has happened to you? You used to be so against this, and now you're going down wormholes on the.
Lazy. It's me not wanting to get up and go to my computer. I just have to be sitting. Here's the phone. So it's ridiculous.
You're disappointed in yourself.
I am disappointed in myself. I don't like being a slave to these things.
No, in fact, you more than anyone that I know is not a slave to it. My wife has gotten into a bad pattern with Instagram. All of a sudden we're getting... Now, I did send you something last night from Instagram that I think you thought was funny.
Yeah, you did. It was hysterical.
It was one of Gator's favorite things and one of Gator's least favorite things. It was a dog and a kid. And there was
one of my least favorite things.
The kid. There was like baby powder all over the place, and the dog actually sneezed, and the baby powder flew in the air. Then the baby who was sitting there
laughed and now covered in baby powder.
Yeah, and then let one go, which blew baby powder up into the air. It very well could have been AI, but I don't even care.
I don't care.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
No, there were a couple of poots there from the child, and it was hysterical. And then through my doom scrolling later on, I came across the same video again.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
It's a great video.
It's a good one. It's a solid one. I mean, you get puppies and kids together are always going to be adorable.
There's that possibility, yeah.
And then when you get the baby powder all over the place and the puppy stomps on it and then sneezes. And dogs doing normal things. I should say puppies doing normal things, even dogs. But when puppies sneeze or yawn or even just look at you, it melts your heart. It's awesome. Then you throw a little baby in there too, and the baby laughing with the puppy. It's the best.
Okay, there are trends in sports that are hard to believe. You want a trend that's hard to believe, Scott Anderson?
I'm sorry. What's that? Kang was yelling something.
Oh, it's okay. I said there are trends in sports that are hard to believe. Do you want a trend that's hard to believe?
Do I?
Do you remember when the Detroit Tigers opened their season and they went to Los Angeles and they got swept in a series?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Question, how good are the Dodgers?
Well, Dodgers are really good.
Yeah.
They're playing for the World Series. I mean, they're down 3-2 here, but it's They're really good.
Question. The Detroit Lions opened their season at Green Bay and got beat pretty soundly. How good is Green Bay?
I think Green Bay's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That addition of Micah Parsons makes them a really complete team.
Best team in the NFC. The best team in hockey right now is the Montreal Canadiens, who the Red Wings opened with and lost to. And now in the NBA, the team the Pistons opened with, the Chicago Bulls, are 4-0, the best record in the East. So we were laughing last week that our teams all got pummeled in their openers and then bounced back. But now the trend is continued to hold that all the teams that we played in our openers actually might not be that bad. Now, does that have anything to do with the price of tea in China? I don't know.
Oh.
But that was an old reference. It sounds like something my grandfather said.
Aren't they working on that right now as we speak?
I'm sure it's going smoothly. Anyway, kind of wild, huh? All these teams we played have all actually have pretty good resumes.
It is a weird coinkydink there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess it's not going to hold for this season like the Dodgers did.
Right.
Or I think the Packers could hold pretty strong as well. But yeah, I'm not going to bet right now on the hockey or NBA with that. But nonetheless, if we're talking about how we like our team is playing right now, having faced the best in the sport,
right?
I like where they're at. Obviously, the Tigers ended up making the playoffs, winning the division, winning that round.
Yeah.
The opening round, and then going ahead and competing for the to get to the ALCS. They just missed out by a game again, but pretty good season from the Tigers. We love what we're seeing from the Lions.
Yep.
We know what the Lions still aren't a complete team because they've got guys out, but as you heard in the update, two cuts telling us that they're getting guys back. Guys are getting healthier, getting closer to returning. That's encouraging news. We know that Lee McNeil is already back, and in one game he looked pretty impressive and played only about three times as much as I thought he was going to play. I mean, he had over 30 snaps in the game. It was crazy. So I'm very encouraged by where the Lions are at. I'm very excited to see how they do Sunday at Ford Field against the Vikings and against a quarterback who's, you know, been out for so long. So we're in a good place right now. The Red Wings playing tonight. They're 7-3 to start the season. You know, Cade Cunningham is playing through a black eye last night, icing it down and doesn't care, going out there and just making shots, has a 30-10 game or whatever, how many assists he had.
He was really good.
He's a great player. He's a great player, and he's on the precipice of becoming a superstar, and I love it.
Yep. I love it. So Red Wings trending, Pistons trending, Lions trending, Tigers good year. And there is another trend, though, and I'm gonna put my foot down. I don't do this very often, but Doug is going to put his foot down.
What's coming down?
Enough already, okay? Enough. Something needs to be done. We will get to that today at 10:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. I'm putting my foot down, Scott. Enough.
About what we just talked about?
No. No, I was trying to negotiate there. The first quarter. Quit digging yourself a hole in the first quarter, Pistons. Every game. Last night was a season high. They've only played five games. Okay? The five worst quarters they have played all year, once again, adding to it last night, all first quarters. First quarter last night, 36 allowed to Orlando. The first quarter against Cleveland, 33 allowed to Cleveland. The first quarter against Boston, 33 allowed to Boston. The first quarter against Houston, 33 allowed to Houston. And the first quarter in the opener against the Bulls, 35. Those are their five worst quarters of the year. I mean, come on.
I'm laughing because it is funny.
They're digging a hole in every game.
Yeah, at least this time they dug out of it quickly.
They did.
Then they scored 36 themselves, outscored them 36-28, 36-28, and 34-24. That's answering the bell.
Dude, it's what's going on, though? I mean, it's not like I'm some sort of basketball savant and I'm the only one that noticed. Everybody notices. Do something. Like, what?
Yeah, sometimes you feel sluggish until you get like a burp. And then you're like, I feel great now. Let's go. Maybe that's it. It's just they need to be burped.
They need to be burped. The Pistons need to be burped.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
Do I? I'm not sure I know how that
sometimes
goes.
Sometimes you're not feeling so good. You're like, I think I got to drop dirty. And then you go drop dirty and you come back. And you're like, I feel great now. Maybe that's it.
You think that's it?
Maybe they just got to, you know, take care of business before they can take care of business.
Well, there's got to be something to this. This is not a coincidence, is it?
No, I don't think it's any coincidence. Once you move your bowels, you feel better.
No. The first quarter thing is not a coincidence.
That. It's five games. I think right now it's a coinkidink.
Okay, but
ten games might be different.
Five games, four quarters a game. They played 20 quarters.
Uh-huh.
Their worst five quarters are all the first quarters.
They start slow.
I mean, they got to do something about this because you can't keep digging yourself holes.
Well, you can if you continue to dig yourself out of holes. I mean, their opponents are probably saying, why can't we play for four quarters? I mean, in basketball, invariably, you're going to get down by a dozen points at some point in the game.
It kind of feels like it.
Right? Yeah. And it whatever.
I guess if you're going to do it, the quarter to do is in the first quarter because you got more
100%,
time.
100%, yes.
But come on, man.
It's okay.
Yep.
I mean, did you feel threatened?
Did I feel threatened? Yeah. Yeah, I was watching a game, I did. Hmm. I wasn't like the guy who called yesterday and said, I don't even want to watch him because of the first quarter thing. What do you say? I don't want to even take my girl to the game anymore because of the first quarter.
Right, something like that.
That seems like a bit of an overreaction.
Maybe a little bit.
But I've put my foot down, and I'm calling out JB Bickerstaff. JB, do something! You can't keep living this way. You can't keep living this way. Do something about it. In the meantime, they did battle back.
They did.
Yeah.
They took down Bane and the Magic.
So a couple things about that game. One is, the Cade block on Suggs was absolutely awesome. Suggs looked like he had a dunk, and Cade went all Trey Burke on Peyton Siva with the block of the dunk, and it led to a run out three for Duncan Robinson on the other end. And part of the comeback, and Cade was tremendous. I mean, he was tremendous. And that run late in the game, he had a couple of and ones that helped them kind of put away Orlando as they were trying to make a run. He had 30 points in the game. And the other thing that I want to pay attention to, am I the only one? I'm not the only one. What was going on with Tobias Harris and Banchero last night? That early in the game, Banchero's shooting free throws and he's talking to somebody. And they had a tight shot, and he's talking to somebody. He's talking to him. It doesn't look like it's friendly. And when they pulled away, I'm like, I think it was Tobias there. Well, then Tobias got hot, and Tobias took Banchero into the lane and made a little pull-up jumper. And then he was talking smack all the way down the court. I was like, oh, things getting feisty, things getting personal.
Spicy.
Yeah, I was kind of enjoying it. A little fight from our Pistons, but it's a fun game.
It's okay. Let them talk it up. I thought it was entertaining.
Yep.
With those two, I like seeing that on the free throw line. You know, you kind of wish you had a microphone right there, and so we could all understand what the conversation was, about.
It would have been great. That's when you wish the games were streamed and they could say whatever the F they want. hear what they were saying to each other.
You find out greatly disappointed when you find out they're talking about Halloween costumes.
Might have been.
Hello Kitty is so last year. You know? It is not. It's always in style. No, it's not. What are you, Carmen Sandiego? Where the hell is that? I don't know. In trouble.
Well, it was a nice win to get behind early. And like at one point, Orlando, I think they said they were 4 of 6 from three. Just like, how can they be doing this again? Now, the other thing is going on is Duncan Robinson starting to kind of integrate himself into this team.
Yeah, as long as he knocks down shots, 100%. I thought that it was interesting during the broadcast, as Special K was said, that a lot of people think Duncan Robinson comes in here to replace Malik Beasley. said, no, he's here to replace Tim Hardaway Jr. And I thought, okay, interesting. I think positionally probably correct with that statement, but in what you bring, it's a shooter for a shooter the way that I look at it. But, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. was knocking out some shots last year too. I just thought it was an interesting observation. But, yeah, Duncan Robinson is a guy that you bring in. He's been a dead-eye shooter his whole career, and you need guys like that, guys that are unflappable. Throw him at the free throw line. He's going to knock down at least 80% of his free throws. He's going to knock down close to 40% of his three-point shots. Is he a liability to defensively? I don't know if I can say that, but I like having a guy out there that's just another option that you can kick it out to the wing, and he'll knock down that shot. Tobias is off to a pretty good start, too. We had a great game last night. You know, you can't just always expect Cade Cunningham to throw 30 points. Batman needs a Robin, and needs more than just Robin. He needs, you know, more help than that. The whole Justice League can come out there, but, you know, there's no question Cade's the leader. And other guys stepping their games up. You know, Jalen Duren is off to a good start here, and Asar Thompson is really taking a different role with this team now, and so is Ron Holland. And, you know, those two guys I still think are the key to this team. If they continue to take steps forward in their careers, I mean, Asar really looks like he's taking a big jump, and so does Ron Holland. And Ron Holland's just really at the infancy stage.
Well, after the 0-for-5 to start the season for Duncan Robinson, do you know what he is shooting from three?
I would guess, like, I know for the season, I think it's like 32, because that's what I saw last night, but he was 0-for to start the season. So he's probably 45.
Since the 0-for-5, he's 46.1% from three. And that will suffice. Last night, 4-for-6 from three. A couple of them weren't even, like, you know, when he's wide open, I expect it to go down. A couple of them recovered. So, look, it was, I'm glad they battled back. I'm getting sick of the first quarter deficits, but hey. At least they are battling back. All right, so NFL trade deadline stuff. We are moving in on 5 days to go here. So the Lions obviously have a game to play. The phones have been worked by Brad Holmes. We had discussed yesterday, we were kind of getting into it when the Aiden Hutchinson contract story broke. So we got a lot more to get to on that front, which we will. We also didn't get a chance to revisit what Dan Campbell told the morning show yesterday. So we always like to pull the most interesting stuff, but we had breaking news yesterday. So we kind of went that route. So you'll hear that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson. But as usual on Thursdays, we got the NFL Blitz thingy. That's coming up today at 10:30. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Upload it or download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show anywhere in the United States or any of our shows. Same thing to our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan posted Champ and Chump a day late, but it got posted yesterday if you want to check it out. Also, you can stream the show with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. Participate in the streaming chat on both those sites. When you go to Twitch or YouTube, go to the search bar and type in 971 the ticket, and bang, there we are. It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. The Blitz thingy next on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll get back to phone calls and feedback coming up a little bit later on, but every Thursday at this time, we do the Blitz thingy. So yesterday, Gator, you deferred. I went first. You're up, my friend.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Hi, King.
Hi, King.
All right, question number one. In week five, Vikings kicker, Will Reichard missed a 51-yard field goal versus the Browns in London. It appeared it may have hit the wire above where the camera is, you know? The NFL says that was just an optical illusion. But Reichard's agent spoke to someone in the NFL, and he says allegedly they admitted that it did hit a wire. Did the ball hit the wire or not?
First of all, I think it's funny that these people in the NFL having problems with loose lips. Unfortunately, not going to sink any ships here. But yeah, do I think it hit the wire after watching it again this morning? It hit the wire. I think it's clear as day it hits the wire. You can see it, you know, kind of move a little bit. They've got this camera up there on the wire so they can fly it all over the field, which is great during like normal play. But the second that a kicker or a punter comes out, get the damn camera out of the way. I don't know what the deal is, but 100% I think it hit the wire. I get it. You want to get all the camera angles possible, but you don't need that camera in that place when it's clearly out of use. Because if it were in use, you'd see that it hit the wire.
So side note, before I answer the question, I think it's awesome that Reichard's agent called the NFL to try and get him to get them to change the stat. He didn't want him to be credited with a missed field goal. That's the reason he called the league, which is kind of hysterical. The video evidence available on the internet, 100% that ball hit the wire. So when you ask me, did the ball hit the wire, and there are pictures on the internet and video of it hitting the wire, I will say yes. I'm sure it hit the wire as sure as anything that is out there that's posted on the internet.
Oh, boy.
I didn't watch it live.
Yeah,
if I watched it live. So, Kang, you know about the internet. It looks like it hit the wire. I don't think there's any doubt if that video is accurate, it hit the wire.
I just want to add one thing, though. It was a 51-yard field goal. I mean, it fell short is why it was online. It fell short. NFL kickers don't let 51-yard field goals fall short unless something else happened.
So I didn't watch it live, but I saw the replays and all that stuff, of course. I'm really not sure. It kind of does look like it hit the wire, but I'm not sure. But since the NFL is adamant it was an optical illusion, it definitely hit the wire. They're liars. Why would you believe anything the NFL says? What they always say is everyone must protect the shield, right? And no one protects the shield more than the NFL.
Facts.
All right, Chiefs, Bills this Sunday. I know the Colts are the surprise of the season and playing great, but is the winner of the Chiefs Bills game actually the real team to beat in the AFC?
No. No, they are not. I believe in Daniel Jones, and I believe in the Colts. The reason is they have defeated two teams that currently hold on to playoff spots, Denver and the Chargers. That's a resume worth believing in, my friends. And if you don't think so, keep in mind that the Lions have only currently beaten one team that is in a playoff spot. So I believe in the Colts.
Look at you.
Yep.
You believe in Joe Hendry, too? Don't answer the question. You don't even know it.
I will say that I hate to do this. I actually agree 100% with Doug. I wasn't a believer in the Colts at first. They're 7-1. They've beaten some good teams. I believe in Jonathan Taylor. I believe that that team's offense is humming along and it's well-balanced. I believe that team has enough good defensive players out there, and I truly believe in a team that has 116-point differential right now through eight games. I think it's insane. The Colts are out of their minds right now, and all roads are going to have to go through Indianapolis. That is a tough place to play. I think Indy's is for real.
I got the winner of the Chiefs-Bills, still the team to beat in the AFC. The Colts are a great story. Of course they are. But there are also some really other good teams, too. The Broncos? Oh, my God, man. Bo Nix and Sean Payton, that combo has worked really well together. But in the end, it's because of Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those are my main reasons why I think this is whoever wins this game is the real team to beat in the AFC. Regular season, one thing. Postseason, another. We obviously know what Mahomes' record is. And if Josh Allen can get over that hump this year, clearly, they're going to be, you know, that's what their goal is. And they've always been right up to that point. So I still think it's between Mahomes or Josh Allen. The road goes through the AFC goes through one of those two guys. All right. What team needs to win the most this week before the trade deadline hits?
This is really tough. I'll just say, I think it's Baltimore. They're 2-5. They're getting Lamar back. They need to make their run. But they also have maybe the easiest road to get there, despite the fact that they're 2-5 because their division is bad. Pittsburgh leads the division, but they're only 4-3. I'm still going to stick with it because it's a 2-5 team that has to get on the winning trail again. They won last week, which is a good start, and they did it with a backup quarterback and using Derrick Henry. But this week, I think you're going to see a different Baltimore Ravens team.
So I'm always looking for teams that need to define themselves, teams that could go either direction. There's one team out there that has a lot to sell, but they also have a lot of capital to buy. And they're in a precarious spot. They're a game and a half out of the playoffs, and that team is the Houston Texans. If they could find themselves come Sunday 2.5 games out, and if they decide to sell, there's a lot of players that people would covet on their roster, including, you've mentioned Will Anderson, the edge rusher, you'd like to see the Lions pursue.
Yeah, it won't happen, but I'd
love to. But if you are, if they decide they want to buy, they have 9 draft picks. They got a bunch of extra draft picks in this coming draft. So they got the capital to go buy. So if I were a fan of a team, I'd want them to define themselves before we got to the trade deadline, and that is why I'm going with Houston.
Yeah, Houston's a good team. I think the Bengals are another one that, you know, because whether we agree or not, they're trying to make the playoffs and get Joe Burrow back and have a shot. Those aren't the two teams I'll pick, though. I'm going to go with the same team you chose, Gator, and that's the Baltimore Ravens, because they're actually my preseason pick to get to the Super Bowl and win it all. They have real, real Super Bowl aspirations, and this year obviously has not gone the way they wanted to. 2-5. And as Lamar Jackson said this week, it's almost do or die for them. You could not continue to fall behind with that record. The good thing for them is, though, speaking of the Bengals, that division is not that strong. So they're fortunate there. They really have no margin for error moving forward, though. But Lamar's coming back, and that's huge for them. And you could easily see them going on a run because he's that type of player. All right, rank the 6 quarterbacks taken in the 2024 NFL draft from best to worst. Dude, there were 6 in the first round.
Yep. I'm going with Drake May, 1. His stats are near the top, but he's getting the ball downfield. Jaden Daniels, 2. I'm sticking with the skill set. Bo Nix, 3. He's good, but he's dinking and dunking. Caleb is 4. He's not taken off like Goff did with Ben Johnson just yet. Penix hasn't done much with the opportunity. He is 5. And J.J. McCarthy, I will put 6, mostly because he gets an incomplete because he's played in 2 games.
This is tough because I think the top 3 quarterbacks are all really good quarterbacks and for wildly different reasons. So I'm going to, despite your compelling argument, I almost wanted to switch this around. I'm going to keep what I have here. I've got Jaden Daniels as 1. I mean, he took his team to the AFC championship, NFC championship game last year. Obviously beat the Lions. The skill set is for real. I got Bo Nix 2. Yeah, he dinks and dunks, but Bo Nix is a leader. When he has to take off and make plays with his feet, he does, and they're massive plays, and Denver really leans on him. Drake May has been really freaking good, and I've been wildly impressed by him. And if we ask this question maybe another week, I might change my answer. But I think it's really tight between those 3. The last 3, Caleb Williams has more talent than the other 2 guys, and sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't, so I have him next. Michael Penix, I'm...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the #1 most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Just not sold on. I don't know if there's a fear of who's, you know, lurking because Kirk Cousins is there or not, but I have him there. And then J.J. McCarthy is at the bottom. I'm not sold on him as an NFL quarterback to begin with. He had a really nice second half of a game early in the season, and that's all he's done.
So one of you two nailed it. I mean, the hard part is I think it's the first 3 quarterbacks. How do you order them? Like the last 3, we all got the same. And Gator, you nailed it. I got Jaden Daniels 1, Bo Nix 2, Drake May 3, Caleb Williams 4, Penix 5, J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, this is a real tough question for me. but Jaden Daniels, I can't take away what he did last year. And it's the injuries that obviously hurt him this year. Bo Nix, I was wrong about him. I wasn't so sure he was going to make it. An older quarterback from a program that kind of just puts up numbers with whoever is that quarterback. But he's been really, really good.
Like Justin Herbert?
He's a winner. Hey, he could be good too, though. So... Your time's up, though, Gator. Drake May is 3. He actually could be the MVP when it's all said and done. That's how good he's done with the New England Patriots. And the last 3, we all did the same. The NCAA Division II and Division III management councils have joined Division I in allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports. This is going to be delayed, but it's probably going to happen. My question is, but why?
I think it's dumb as hell, but I can only come up with one reason why, and that is fear of litigation. I think they're afraid someone's going to file a suit and say, well, what do you mean we can't do this? We should be allowed to. Are we? As long as we're old enough to bet, we should be able to do anything anybody else can do. And that's that. It's that fear of litigation that allows for this to take place. Otherwise, Congress would have to step in and change things up. And the last thing that I want is for Congress to stick their nose in the sports.
I think they're going to reverse this unless the apps allow for you to register as a college athlete and that app doesn't have access to college games. Because this seems so simple. Somebody's going to bet a bunch of money on the Cowboys to cover. They're not going to, and they're going to try and make it up by betting a college game that they have influence over. This I think the reason it got delayed is because I don't think it is going to happen. But if they can make an app where college athletes can register and then they can't bet on college games, that would be the only way I could see this be feasible.
Yeah, none of us like this, of course, but I think it does happen because all anyone cares about now is money, and more than ever before. No one cares about the integrity of the sports or purity of sports. The owners, the leagues, the conferences, whatever, they all have their hands in sports gaming one way or another, and they're trying to get that money back, whether it's in player salary, NIL, or whatever it is. I really, really wish we could go back. Obviously, we can't, but this thing needs to be at least be more regulated. All right, last one, guys. Some unfortunate news this week. Former All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson was arrested in Texas for a DWI and unlawful weapon charge. It's crazy to think, though, he was actually a former Detroit Lion. Which player that was a former Lion, to this day you still can't believe, wore the Honolulu blue and silver? Please do not rattle off a bunch of names. We know there are a lot of them. Just give me one that sticks out to you the most.
Dante Culpepper. I can't believe he was the Lions quarterback for 13 games, spanning 2 years. A guy tortured us, and by the time we got him, he was a shell of what he was. Dante Culpepper's my number one guy.
That's a strong one, Ken. You're right. There's a million of them. I'll give you one. 16 years in a league. Almost half of those were spent as a Pro Bowl player. A few of those were All-Pro first team. 125 and a half career sacks. None with the Lions in the 5 games he played with them, but it's Dwight Freeney.
Wow, that's a good one, man.
Remember Dwight Freeney? Yes. Played for the Lions. He finished his career as a Lion.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, I'll give you another one that ended his career as a Lion. Do you guys remember a player by the name of John Jansen? Doug, you may have. Because your knowledge of Michigan football, he went to Michigan. I don't know if you knew that, Doug.
Yeah, I remember it.
Most associate him with playing with the Washington Redskins at the time, but his last year in the NFL, he was actually a Detroit Lion. That's right, John Jansen. Crazy to think about. Seriously, though, in the 1999 NFL draft, I really wanted the Lions to draft him, but they took Aaron Gibson instead and out of Wisconsin. We know how that ended up. And the Jansen fellow, where has he been?
Yeah, and there it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. I just want to revisit something from the Blitz thingy there.
Yeah.
The last question was about Adrian Peterson, who's kind of hard to believe he was a former Lion, who's somebody you can't believe was a Lion.
Do you want to read the last sentence of the question?
Sure. The last sentence, wrote? Yeah. It's crazy to think he was a former Detroit Lion. Which player was a former Lion? I deleted that part because I didn't think you'd read it on the air. I thought that was just for us. You have it. You read it. Yeah.
Please do not rattle off a bunch of names. Just give me the one that sticks out to you the most, which I thought was a direct shot at me, which is fine. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I went with Dante Culpepper. You?
Dwight Freeney.
Kang went with John Jansen, kind of joking. Kang, tell the people what just happened back there.
Yeah, we're getting texts and calls that say, I can't believe you forgot somebody. Or you forgot this guy. We only named one person each that stuck out to us. I'm sure we forgot a lot of people.
Hundreds of former Lions.
Got a bunch of them.
It's one thing to say, this would be my guy. Or this would be the guy I can't believe. And feel free. We'd like to know who's somebody that you
participate. I think this is a good topic. I'm dying to hear the names.
Was a Detroit Lion, 248-539-9797.
I couldn't wait to hear what you were going to say and what Kang was going to say. Because, yes, there are a bunch of them. And I want to hear another name aside from the one that I was going to throw out, which I knew that we were going to hear other names.
You brought one up during the break that I completely forgot about.
Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
defensive tackle from the Vikings in the 90s, who was an outstanding defensive tackle. Spent 2 years with the Lions and actually had his highest sack total of his career with the Lions. He had 10.5 sacks in 1995. He was, I think that was the Scott Mitchell really good year, the 32 touchdown pass year. Henry Thomas was great.
Damn, I don't even remember Henry Thomas. I feel like
you forgot about him.
Yeah,
Kenny.
I don't even know if that's real. Wow. That's a good one, Gator. I thought your Freeney one was good.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of the Freeney one.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting texts, of course.
He did play for the Lions. Yeah, 5 games.
Yep.
I mean, first one that came was TJ Lang.
Right.
Someone texted
that. Yeah, that is another one. I like it.
Anquan Boldin.
Yep.
Reggie Bush. I think we all kind of remember Reggie, though.
It's surreal to think that he was there. It's like Chris Chelios is a Red Wing. I was like, what? Paul Coffey was a Red Wing. What? Wendell Clark was a Red Wing. I got a bunch of Red Wings. But the Lions ones, which are what we're talking about, there's some great names out there, man.
There really are. So if you want to participate, who would you put in the category of, I really can't believe at one point this guy was a Detroit Lion. The Dante Culpepper thing, I remember thinking he was like some sort of new age quarterback. Like it was a little bit different back then, and the Lions could never tackle him. They could never stop him.
He was a mountain. The guy was, you could not take him down.
And
he had a cannon for an arm.
And then he ended up as a Lion.
Yeah. At the end when it didn't matter, but yeah.
And I was like, well, this is weird. And he was a shell of himself.
Can't believe Ndamukong Suh was a Lion.
Well, it's funny, as part of that, I was tempted to say Barry Sanders because we were so fortunate to see Barry Sanders. I can't believe that we got to see Barry Sanders. But
he didn't play anywhere else either.
No, he didn't. Which actually, there's a purity to that I still will appreciate to this day, even though I wish he didn't walk away from the game when he did. But yeah, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Marvin in Birmingham here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Marvin.
Hey, guys. A two-parter, if it's possible. Hey, Desmond Howard, back in the, what? Yeah, I think he was at the tail end of his career. I thought that might be a good one.
Yep. Yep, it's definitely a good one.
I think he was at the tail end. His claim to fame was with, I forgot what team.
Well, he
won a Super Bowl MVP.
With Green Bay, yeah. He was a Detroit Lion for his last 2 years, 2000 and 2001. He caught a total of 12 passes as a Lion.
Nobody's going to believe this, but at the time, I remember he was here, and I said, you know what? That guy's going to be on the air when his career's over, and we should hire him.
Oh.
I was trying to get him to hire to, I was hoping we'd hire him here at the Ticket.
Look at that.
He had other plans, apparently. Eddie in Fresno here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Big Michigan fan out here in California.
Sweet.
Love Jim Harbaugh. Love the Wolverines. I can't believe Jim Harbaugh was a Detroit Lion. And I saw an interesting stat the other day. I don't know if it's true or not. Jim Harbaugh has more rushing yards than Bo Jackson.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh was not a Detroit Lion.
I believe he was.
You are incorrect. He was not a Detroit Lion. He played with Chicago, Indianapolis, Baltimore, and San Diego.
So his Wikipedia page says he spent the 2021 season with the Detroit Lions, but there's a little asterisk next to it, and it says off-season and or practice squad member only. So he never got into a game. But he at one point was on their roster, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
and I did see that.
That's my vote, guys.
Yeah, I did see that stat. I'm going to have to double check it. His career rushing?
His career rushing yards.
2,787. Do you have Bo Jackson's?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Just 1 second, sorry.
Because I saw that too, and I haven't had a chance to go verify it. But
Bo Jackson. How great was Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson was unbelievable.
Yeah, because Bo Jackson didn't play long. He played four years and had a total of 2,782.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh ran for 5 more yards than Bo Jackson.
Wow.
Insane, right?
Yeah, pretty insane. God, I saw something recently about Bo Jackson. It was Harold Reynolds talking about Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And they said, what's the greatest thing you've seen athletically? And he goes, I'll tell you, Bo Jackson, he goes, one time I'm taking batting practice where I'm playing with Seattle.
And here's Bo from the other team. I think at the time he was playing with Kansas City. And he says, Bo comes up and he starts talking to me. And he says, get out of the cage. Because he wanted to take some extra BP. And I'm like, whoa, what are you, a switch hitter? Now get out of here. And so Harold Reynolds basically challenged him. He said, what are you, a switch hitter? And Bo says, I'll show you. Bo hits left-handed. Harold Reynolds said Bo Jackson hit a ball in the fifth deck of the Kingdom, left-handed. And he walked out of the cage and says, Bo knows hitting. And wow. Left. Something to that effect. I'm probably totally butchering the story, but I just saw this the other day. Bo Jackson stories are legendary.
I saw Bo Jackson throw out a runner at home plate from third base on a base hit to left. It was a base hit. He fielded it and threw the runner out at home who was trying to score from third.
Like, let alone the 300-foot throws that he would make to throw guys out.
The runner was on third. It was a base hit to left. He threw him out at home.
Crazy.
Dave in Ann Arbor, you're on 97, won a ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's
up? First-time follower, long-time listener.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to the Detroit Lion. Can't believe he was a Detroit Lion. Pat Swillard.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, prior to coming to Detroit, he was a 1-2-3-4-time Pro Bowler. Right. He was, first-team AP All-Pro. Defensive Player of the Year 1 year. Came to the Lions. His first year with the Lions, he was actually a Pro Bowl player with the Lions, despite only having 6.5 sacks. Followed that up with 3.5 sacks, left the Lions, and then had 13 with Oakland the next year.
Right, right.
And, of course, the Lions gave up the first-round pick, which the Saints turned into Willie Rofe, which turned into,
that era's Penny Sewell. Offensive line. Barry in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's great up? Show. Thank you.
Oh, man. I think he stunk up the place, too. Jeff Garcia, bro. Oh, my God.
We just talked about Jeff Garcia off the air last week, right, Kang? You, me, and Evan were talking about it. Yeah, Jeff Garcia spent 1 year with the Lions in 2005. He went 1-4 as a starter with that team. He was terrible. Here's a true story. So I was doing – I was hosting the morning show at the time with John Lund late in that year. And Mark Spindler and John Lund had hosted the show together for a while. And they had Garcia on. And Garcia started off by saying, I heard what you said about me. You said I was a terrible quarterback. And John Lund said, yeah, I did. Because that's what comes – people say you're a terrible practice quarterback. And Garcia had no comeback for it because he just wanted to confront him about it. But John's like, yeah, you're a terrible quarterback. And he was terrible for the Lions.
What was his record?
He was 1-4 with the Lions.
One of us was at the one. I went to the game in Cleveland. He won 13-10.
You went to the game
in Cleveland? I was at the game in Cleveland.
Why were you at the game in Cleveland in 2005?
Why weren't you? Hello?
Well, I was doing the morning show. Well, yeah, at the end of the year.
You could have.
2005 was a
crazy. Because our buddy Keith had tickets to that game, and I took my then, what year was it? 2005, my 3 or 4 year old son, depending on when the season of game was. I think it was 4.
That's a mistake.
Took my 4 year old son to that game.
Stayed for the whole game?
Stayed for the whole game. Keith didn't.
Oh.
Keith got ejected.
True story. What? For what?
They cut off beer sales at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
But they have a little area where you can stay and drink.
Yeah.
But you can't take them back to your seat.
Gotcha. Sure.
If you try to take them back to the seat, you get ejected.
Not pour it out, sir, but you get ejected. Did he get lippy? Was he?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that he was gone for a long time and then he came back in because somebody gave him a ticket stub and he weaseled his way back in.
Yeah. But Garcia was 12-4.
Probably shouldn't use his real name on the air. We'll use the name Keith. To protect his identity. A couple more of these, Kang?
Yeah, last few we're going to take a test to wrap this thing up. Danny Amendola, remember that, guys?
Wow yeah.
I don't.
See? Yeah.
Very vaguely, yeah.
Larry Foote?
You remember Larry Foote? Yeah, another guy who came in and did shows with us.
Yep.
Haloti Ngata. Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Yeah,
for sure.
It did.
Yep. LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount was good for the Lions.
John Kitna?
John Kitna.
Yeah.
Look at here. I could drink a quart of vodka and take care of John Kitna.
Azakim, Stoney Case.
Guys, I can't believe it. They were actually Detroit Lions. All right, let's get to some trade deadline stuff next hour, 11:20. We'll have the latest. In the meantime, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.